Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
And we are joined, as we are every Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour, by our great friend, executive director over at the Southwood County Humane Society, Madison Rafter. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Thanks a lot for being in studio with us.
Thanks for having me.
Always appreciate the time. Madison, I want to get right into our pet of the week and then get into some of the local stuff that we wanted to talk about and some of the weather issues. Just a couple of things to keep you. We'll only keep you about an hour or so. No. I know how busy you are. Who is our pet of the week this week?
Our pet of the week this week, we decided to switch it up a little bit because, of course, we've talked about rabbits, we've talked about dogs, but we haven't had a cat in a while.
Yeah.
So we decided to talk about Wonton today.
Oh.
Wonton is a little white cat that has a bobtail, so only has a little nub to her. She came in as a stray, and we don't really have a lot of history on her. She's about a year old. She's spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines, but she's a little shy, shutdown girl. She's got these gorgeous blue eyes, has that little bobtail, but she just... she doesn't necessarily like to be picked up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She just kind of wants to be a cat that has the time to roam and do her own thing. And of course, that sometimes isn't always the most desirable for some people. Some people want a cat that's going to be loving and wants to be all over them, wants to associate. But she's kind of one that's just like, you know what? You put me in your house, you feed me, you take care of me, I'm good. I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you know what? I don't blame her sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. We all need that a little bit.
It's true.
And I think most, especially if you are a previous cat owner, you get that vibe.
Yep.
That's what you're looking for.
Yep. And I mean, everybody's, especially when you're looking for a cat, some people are like, you know what, the one, the cuddly ones. And sometimes they're like, you know what, they live in my house. So you see them maybe every once in a while. I know they're happy and healthy and they're content. So
there you go.
It's kind of one of those good mixes where it's like, sometimes they want that attention, sometimes they don't. And she's just one that would prefer to just do her own thing.
I have an actor friend out in Santa Barbara, and her cat is her roommate. Like, she talks about it as it's her roommate. They have different chores that they split. I don't know how well that goes, but I know that she is very adamant about this.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
We do want to send a big shout out to our friends over at Jammers Bar and Grill, co-sponsoring the segment with our Humane Society. Big thank you to Jammers. Give you more info on Jammers. You know where they are. You can get on over there and you can have a cup of water at Jammers and have a good time. We'll talk more about them in a moment. What I did want to get into with you, Madison, as well, is the air quality. We have talked quite a bit about it in recent weeks, especially for us human beings, but got to think that this is affecting our little animals, our little furry friends, just as much.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The first round of the smoke, when it started a couple weeks ago, a lot of our dogs in the shelter started coughing. We started having some sneezing, so some upper respiratory starting up, that we kind of had to be a little bit more cautious about with taking our animals, or at least our dogs, outside. It's also really important, too, that, like, now that the air quality is getting to the point of where it is and it's at concerning levels, we now have to put even more precautions up where our dogs are only going out for maybe 5 to 10 minutes at a time or very short, quick walks and coming back inside.
Yeah.
So at the shelter, of course, we have to do a lot more to help their energy levels get out. So we're working on different stimulations with mental enrichment and puzzle toys and Frozen. We had put a request out for some popsicle molds to put watermelon chunks in and freeze them.
Ooh.
To put that as an enrichment idea for some of our dogs. So it's one of those things that with the quality, we want to make sure we're keeping our pets safe, but it's one of those things that we have to kind of come up with other ideas because they get stir crazy. They're not going to be, they're not a fan of staying in a kennel all the time. So trying to come up with different ways to keep them safe, but also making sure they're not going crazy and stir crazy in their kennels.
There is a lot of parents out there nodding their head right now. Like, yes, we relate to this.
Yes.
It's something that on a personal level, too, with you and your animals in your own home and stuff to keep in mind.
Yep.
Maybe they can't get out as much as usual and trying to help keep those minds and those bodies busy indoors. And it's good for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for you as well. You may not think about it. Your focus may be the animal, but I guarantee you're going to feel good after it, too, playing around with the animal and having some exercise. It's nice to be in the moment sometimes, too. I find that one of the best gifts animals give is almost making you be in the moment. I love that about my fur brother Sam, that he's a shadow. He follows you, and with that you almost can't help sometimes to just stop and pet him. and just take a moment to do that. So almost every animal can give that to you. It's something to keep in mind, especially with this going on. And we don't know how long this is going to last.
We don't. And I mean, again, there's so many different enrichment ideas out there. Like, I'm in a Facebook group chat, which is called Canine Enrichment. And just the amount of ideas that people come up with different things to do. You can take a t-shirt, an old t-shirt you don't care about, throw a bunch of treats in it, dunk it in water, throw it in the freezer, and give it to your big dogs, and they're going to go ham on it.
Oh, my gosh,
because they have to gnaw on it to get it unrolled. It works them physically and mentally to work with it. And, like, I've seen so many ideas where you can take a Frisbee, drill a hole in it, put it up in a tree, throw some peanut butter and some stuff on it, and there's so many different ways of enrichment to help your dogs. You can do this in your daily life. You can do this especially going on with the air quality right now, but just keeping them busy, helping their brains work, it helps them grow as well.
There are things that you can do that may even be incorporated, you know, that you just keep doing with your animal that they find that much fun.
Yeah. And I mean, there's super cheap ways to do it too. So it's not something that you have to be going out to the store and purchasing all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. There's so many different ways that you can just find something at home that you're like, oh, I never use this anymore. Let's work with this for enrichment. Cardboard box. You poke a bunch of holes in it, slap peanut butter on the inside and some treats in there, let them go ham and they'll tear the entire box apart. But are you going to use that box? Probably not.
No.
Right, exactly.
Peanut butter is your friend. Peanut butter is the go-to with a lot of these.
Yep.
If you're looking for suggestions, lean on your friends, lean on other animal owners, see what you can come up with. And great suggestion about the Facebook groups and different things. There's a lot of resources out there for you.
The only cautionary part I say with canine enrichment is just make sure you are monitoring just to make sure that they're not eating or getting into anything or hurting themselves, because sometimes accidents can happen. But making sure you're monitoring them anytime you are doing enrichment toys, just in case they don't ingest something that they shouldn't ingest, just so that you don't have to worry about an obstruction surgery later on, having to go to the vet for an emergency, anything along those lines. They're fantastic, but it's just one of those things to just be cautious about too.
And if something works for one dog, may not work for yours.
Yep.
Different breeds, different things. And even if it's the same breed, every animal's different, just like every human being. So if you try something that doesn't work, don't get discouraged. Keep trying stuff. Mm-hmm. The dog is going to be very happy you did.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of our friends, the dogs, you have Bark in the Park coming up July 12th with our Wisconsin Rabbits Rafters. This is going to be fun. This is going to be a good one. We love this event, and we're so excited about these events every time they come around.
We're very excited for it. It was a blast the last 2 years that I've done it, and I took my little kiddo last year, and he was in a backpack as we were running up and down the stands. So I'm hoping to bring him again this year, but it's always a blast. We're always excited to see everybody's pooches. We've got a lot of fun ideas that we're putting together for this event to do a little bit extra this year, so stay tuned to hear about that, but we're very excited for this event.
Looking forward to that one. Definitely one of those days I plan on being at the park. Plan on being there for that. I gotta. And it's one of the coolest things that the Rafters do is we love the wins. We love seeing our team getting to the playoffs and all that, but the best part of the Rafters every season is the way that they work with this community. They work with organizations like the Humane Society and try to raise awareness to so many great causes. Appreciate our friends over at the Rafters and the work they do over there. Of course, you can catch every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR. Shameless plug.
Never miss.
Bark in the Park coming up July 12th. You can find out more about that and plenty more by going to the Humane's website and following them on social media. Be sure to do that. It's also how you can find out about Shoo Us the Love. We get a second take on that. One, two. Shoo Us the Love, everybody. I love this idea. This is something that the Humane Society has been doing for a while, since May, I believe.
Yep, we started it in May and it'll go till August. So we're collecting gently used shoes, flip-flops, boots, you name it, doesn't matter. As long as they don't have tears or holes in them, we can accept them. We're working with an organization in Florida for disaster relief. Mm-hmm. So you bring us our shoes for donation, we give them to them, and we raise money for the Humane Society that way. So
excellent.
It's two nonprofits helping each other out, and it's a really good fun organization and fundraiser that we're doing, so we're excited about it.
It's a true win-win. You can't go wrong. You're not using those shoes anyway.
No.
I mean, yeah, go ahead and put them to a good use. Madison, I also wanted to mention, you touched on this a little bit with the way people love to walk dogs or drop off items. First off, what kind of items are you in need of right now?
So we are in kitten season, full blown. We are absolutely slammed on cats right now. Cats are in pop-up kennels right now. So we are desperately in need of cat supplies. So cat food, cat litter, kitten wet food, cat wet food, you name it. We are able to accept any of those donations. We're also in need of puppy food right now. So puppy dry food.
and I think that's about it for right now.
You mentioned popsicles or
popsicle molds. Yep, yeah, we had quite a few people purchase them off Amazon, so we're hoping to get those this week. But
cool, cool. All right, very cool. And if you want to find out more, and especially if you want to find out about Wonton, God, that's a good name for a cat. Such a good name. Encourage you to go to swchs.com. swchs.com is the website. And one more time, a big thank you to Jammers Bar and Grill for sponsoring the segment. Greatly appreciate our friends at Jammers. Visit them at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call if you'd like, 424-4062, 424-4062. Be sure to like their Facebook page. Great way to keep up on all the good things that they got going on over there, menu-wise and entertainment-wise. Good morning to our friends over at Jammers. And find out more about Humane Society by following them on social media. It is a great follow, and it's a nice thing to have popping up in your timeline and everything, trust me. And you can contact them. You can give them a call if you'd like at 423-0505. That's 423-0505. Or you can email them, swchs@swchs.com. And that's, of course, their website as well. Madison, we will talk more next week. Already looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. Thanks for stopping by. We'll have more coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Big shout out to our friends over at the South Oconee Humane Society, Madison Rafter, joining us. Always enjoy talking with Madison. We always have a good time with that.
She's good. She knows her stuff, man.
Yeah. Big thank you to Jammers and, of course, our Humane Society. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she got to hear this or not, but we brought this up on Wiz Country 105.5 Sunrise Show, and I wanted to just extend it into our entertainment section because I like Miranda Lambert, and I think it's really cool. And it's also works as a entertainment and good story of the day.
Yes, very good.
If you had not heard, Miranda Lambert's Mutt Nation Foundation and Tractor Supply have teamed up for the third year in a row to donate more than $250,000 to 52 animal shelters across the country.
Nice.
They're selecting one benefactory in every state, plus Washington, D.C., and a wild card pick that will, and each one of these will receive $5,000.
Nice. Goes a long way.
It really does. And it's amazing. And it's a big tip of the cowboy hat to Miranda and a Tractor Supply, to everybody that helps with these things. Mm-hmm. But I think Madison and plenty of people would tell you, and Miranda would tell you, that there's more work to be done.
Of course.
And you notice in that that's a lot of money, and they're going to help a lot of organizations, but they're picking one benefactory in every state.
Yep.
So that for every one that is chosen, there's a lot of them that isn't.
Well, we know. And just look at Wisconsin. Look at how big the one we have right here in, you know, not to be fair, not a hugely populated area in Wood County and the surrounding central Wisconsin. Think about the rest of the state and how many big, you know, cities and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of need for sure.
Please reach out to our shelter and any shelter near you. We got a lot of good ones in this area. I talked to people over at the Portage County Shelter. Yep. There's a lot of great ones around here. Wherever one's near you, help out if you can. And as far as locally, you can go to the South Oconee Humane Society's website and check out more about them, swchs.com.
Indeed.
I wanted to touch on this story as well because it involves a beetle. And we kind of have to talk about it, don't we?
I mean, the Beatles. Let's do the Beatle thing.
Concerts used to be a lot more low-key. Then Bruce Springsteen came along with his massive 3 to 4 hour shows and ruined it for everybody. Well, at least that's according to Sir Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Quote, "I blame Bruce Springsteen. I've told him so. I said, it's your fault, man. We used to do half hour. That was the Beatles thing. Half an hour, and we get paid for it." He's, of course, joking around.
Yes, he is.
Having some fun with this and everything. But Paul was shorter. Paul says shorter shows were more common in the 60s because there were usually several acts on a bill rather than just the headliner and the opener.
Exactly. They had all these package shows back in the 60s where, like, exactly what he said, there'd be more than, there'd be like good number, 5-6 groups together. So you're still getting a decent amount of entertainment, but it's just spread out over a bunch of groups.
Encourage you to join us every morning from 7 to 8 on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI for the Sunrise Show. One of the things in doing that and working over there more, I'm learning more about country music. Mm-hmm. And I find fascinating the length of songs and how much that has changed over time.
Oh, yes.
That back in the day, it seemed like it didn't matter what style of music you did, 2 to 3 minutes and
yep.
you were out.
That's it. Yep.
Then there was a stretch in the, I'd say, 60s, 70s, yep. even into the 80s a little bit, where the longer song became a thing.
3-4 minute song.
Your
you know?
Pink Floyd special. back in my classic rock days, if you needed a bathroom break or something like that, you'd put on a Pink Floyd song and come back like 2 hours later.
Right.
Like, that was your break. That was how you took it. You did get a nap in.
Well, right.
Your and taxes, you know.
We're talking tax. We're talking about radio. So, yeah, it was a bathroom break that you were going on.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We know what it radio is like. But anyway.
As you came back coughing. Yes. From your bathroom break. Yeah. But then there was yep. a shift in the late 80s, early 90s, getting back to the 3-4 minute song. And you right. almost couldn't get radio play if your song was even 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
It's really remarkable. And a lot of it had to do with technology. Because the 45 single, of course, you could only have so much time on each one of those records. So you had to have it a specific thing. You know, mm-hmm. if you had a longer single, you actually had to split it between the two sides.
That's crazy.
So you'd have part one or part two on the mm-hmm. on the B side. Of course, with the coming of FM radio and the coming of what's called I can't remember what it's called, like modern rock kind of radio, where they would play album cuts,
right?
Which were usually longer.
B-sides.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like stuff. So that was part of the reason why it evolved. They got longer and longer. And then technology, of course, with CDs, you could do longer songs. And now you can do a song as long as you want because we've got digital, you know, that kind of stuff. So technology plays a large part of that. But no, that's it's very interesting to see how it has evolved over the years.
I didn't know that most country songs were only 2 to 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Even that, they've seem to have kept that, you know? There's not a lot of country songs longer than 4 minutes, even today. They tend to keep them a little shorter.
American Pie is still the longest song, hit song of all time.
Yep. The uncut version, right?
McLean that released the new version, a new version which became the 8 minute song after a couple of other covers and stuff. But mm-hmm. yeah, his is still the top longest song to ever be a number one hit.
Yep, that's right.
Joel McHale, one of my, I just one of those people I really enjoy, not only in comedy, but in life.
Mm-hmm.
He was a producer on a show that I worked on and couldn't have been nicer to us and more giving of his time. And
nice.
Didn't have to be on set, but was. It was very helpful. He's one of these guys that, for me, he is like little similar to Wayne Brady. Joel McHale, nobody's ever said he's not hilarious. He's not a good actor and all this, but he just can't seem to find a good gig, a consistent gig.
Right.
I think he may have. There's a show he just starred in last season that got renewed for a second season where it takes place in Seattle where he's from.
Oh.
And it's an animal control kind of show where they're going around animal, you know, getting a raccoon out of the basement.
Yeah,
and that
right,
kind of thing.
Right, right.
And it's all comedy. And yeah. I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was a pretty funny show and they got a second season coming. Well, thankfully, the show that really a lot of people got turned on to him by, Community,
right,
is still got the incredible fan base that it does.
A really remarkable fan base.
It's one of my top 10 favorite shows of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that I go back and watch it, and it's a perfect cast, incredibly well written, the first 2-3 seasons especially. But even when it went to Netflix, it was good. And a lot of people got their big break on that show.
Mm-hmm.
While a lot of people locally here will know the name Jillian Jacobs from the movie No Names that was filmed a little ways from here,
mm-hmm.
That I believe a couple locals around here were in. so bad. She was in that. James Badger Dale was in that as well, and some others. But as Community went, there was a young actor on there, Donald Glover,
mm-hmm.
who wrote on 30 Rock a bit, but nobody really knew who Donald Glover was.
Right.
And of course, then he does Childish Gambino, blows up as an actor, as of that. And he's
musician,
now,
yep.
He's one of the most recognizable names in the world now.
Right.
I love Donald Glover's work. Love Childish Gambino. And a lot of people kind of felt, well, the diehard Community fans know that, well, there's a movie that they've always talked about doing.
Right.
Bit was 6 seasons in a movie. And they're still waiting on the movie. Well, in the last year, they've talked about, okay, the script is written.
Okay.
They just got to work it out scheduling-wise. But there's probably no way Donald Glover's going to be able to do it with his schedule and how big of a star he is now and everything.
Yep.
But I don't think people have followed Donald's career. because Donald Glover is loyal. He is one of these guys. Him and Tina Fey didn't always get along, but if he's got trouble, if he's got a contract to sign or something like that, one of the first people he calls, Tina Fey. Like he still goes back to the people that gave him his breaks. He still goes back to the people that he learned and grew from. Him and Chevy Chase had a horrible, horrible time together. Chevy had a horrible time with everybody on that set, but he still talks with some respect about Chevy Chase, mm-hmm. even with that. And Donald Glover is going to be on the show. Joel McHale came out and said, according to Joel McHale, he says, quote, "The fact that Donald's going to do it, that was the biggest piece." Mm-hmm. But I think everyone's coming back. I mean, so far, we're pretty good. I think that will happen. If not, you know, Donald will be there. I'll just be in an episode of Atlanta, he said, which didn't make sense because, you know, that was the deal they were going to do. Right. Joel was going to do an episode of Atlanta, and he was going to do the Community movie.
Right.
But Atlanta's not even on anymore,
no,
though.
It's not.
As expected, there won't be a surprise cameo from Chevy Chase. Joel sarcastically said, "There wasn't any issues at all when we were making the show." Just jokingly. I think this is pretty cool that they're doing it, and the Donald Glover has worked it in his schedule to be able to be in it.
That's very cool. That's nice.
And wanted to wrap up with this. I'm wrapping up with that, but we do have another entertainment story, sort of.
Okay.
I want to get into in a little bit. We'll do that after Melissa's news.
So okay.
We got plenty more coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. I want to get into this one, Seth. I almost feel like we have to.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we were going to go long in the show, we might have had to go into the next half an hour or something and interrupt poor Kristen's show. I will be interrupting Kristen's show tomorrow.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
I encourage you, if you don't already, be sure to stick around in the 10 o'clock hour. Kristen Bragg joins us with As Goes Wisconsin, one of our favorite shows. Joining forces with Civic Media, you know, having them as new owners and everything mm-hmm. in the last time, it's been fun. There's been a lot of new people we've gotten to meet and know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love a lot of our behind-the-scenes people, and mm-hmm. and they know that. I've told them so. I really enjoy working with Kristen.
She's great.
She is really a lot of fun to work with. Behind-the-scenes, such a giving person, and mm-hmm. no ego, just very much about you and bringing you on. You are a true guest on her show.
Yep.
I'm going to join her at 10:30 tomorrow and hang out with her for a half an hour, and who knows what we'll get into. looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We encourage you to stick around and join us for that.
Yeah, and don't forget, she does have a connection. Her folks live right here. In Rapids.
That's right. She's a Rapids kid.
Yep.
Deep down, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't forget about that tomorrow. We'll remind you. And, of course, got Terry Johns hanging out with us tomorrow as get you ready for your weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk flying cars.
Because we do.
We are children of the 80s, you and I, Seth. And I would think that even though with the Jetsons and plenty of things where this was brought up before, it was never really more... I don't want to say brought up, like where they made it seem like it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Whether it was Back to the Future or whatever else.
I blame Back to the Future movies
pretty
mostly.
Much. It's all Steven Spielberg's fault. Yeah, it really is. Right. It really is. So could flying cars actually be a thing soon? One just got approved for testing by the FAA for the first time ever.
Ooh.
A company called Aleph is behind it. A-E-L-E-F. So I'm just going Aleph.
Aleph? Aleph? Yeah, that's a weird... They need to change their name. But after that, yeah.
People are excited because it takes off vertically like a helicopter.
Okay.
That means you wouldn't need a long stretch of road to use as a runway. You could take off in the middle of a traffic jam, fly past the traffic, then land and keep driving.
Until everyone does that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because then you got a traffic jam in the sky, which, man.
Like it wasn't complicated enough.
This means you wouldn't need a long stretch of road and all that. Mm-hmm. It also looks like a car, so it's not just a helicopter that you're calling a car.
Okay.
The unveiling, I just realized why they can't do this. Every older sibling that has ever done to their younger sibling, no, get in. Oh, I'm not going to pull ahead. And then you go for the car and then they pull ahead a bit. Like this takes on a whole new monster if you're doing
They go
that
up
that.
In the air this time. Oh, hey!
Ha ha, got you. You're 20 feet in the air. Oh, boy. This isn't funny anymore. Okay, yeah, this is not funny. Hang on. I'm going down as fast as I can. Hang on. Yeah, I know it's not funny. I thought it would be funny, all right? Oh, boy. They unveiled their Model A prototype last fall.
Cute.
And they've been taking pre-orders. They're expected to cost $300,000.
Oh, well, I'll just pull that right out of my wallet here.
I got it in my couch.
Couch cushions.
Even with the price tag, a bunch of people have already put down deposits.
Of course.
You can get in line for $150 or skip the line and join the, quote, priority queue for $1,500. It might be a while before you see them on the roads, though, or above the roads.
Yes.
They're only approved for test flights right now, so the FAA gets to decide when and where those tests can happen. So say you drop this, $150,000 or whatever on this, there are a chance that that money is gone. You're never seeing this product.
Good chance of that. I think you're right, yeah.
I don't like when I hear politicians or other people say, well, we're doing this to protect society. Or you know, back in the day when they tell us, well, we couldn't tell you about this conspiracy or this thing because we couldn't handle it. We wouldn't be able to wrap our minds
around
it.
You can't handle the truth.
I hear this when ranked choice voting comes up. Oh, the American people couldn't handle that. Like, miss me with that. First what? Off, how dare you? How dare you? And at the same time, I'm going to be a hypocrite because I don't believe we can do this. I don't believe that we have proven that we can pull this off and not have it be a complete disaster. Does anybody see how many car accidents we have a year?
I know.
How bad drunk driving is still?
Yeah.
The numbers have not gone down. It's not as if it's gotten better on the roads or safer on the roads. They've stayed pretty steady since the 70s.
Yeah.
We see, if anything, we're seeing rises in these things. I think that you can look at to both sides of this and say, well, wait a minute. Maybe if we got people in the skies, we free up the roads a little bit more and they're safer. We don't have any data on this because we've never done this before.
No.
So I'm not at all trying to say I got the answers, but I do know that we have the stats and the data to prove that there are some adults that should not be driving, even though they have a license.
Yep.
Like, we got too much to do on the roads yet. We got a lot of work to do yet on that.
Man, it's a well-taken point because it's – and part of the thing that I'm fighting against on this is that it's like, do we need a personal – basically aircraft?
Yeah.
Like a hover thing, whatever you want to call it. Right now we're climate crisis. Hello? Yeah. I mean, do we remember this going on? Anyone out there remember? You know, so why wouldn't we be, if, okay, so you want to do flying vehicles, fine. Do a bus. Do a mass transit thing, okay? Or let's do that first. And then maybe we can work on this, okay? Can we get our priorities straight a little bit?
I like the idea of us doing all of that and basically just inventing the airplane. Like
exactly.
Like what we've done with streaming. You know, streaming is going around. We streaming's awesome. I get to only pay $12 or whatever, and I get to all this, and I get to pick and choose what I want. And now there are packages where you can get ESPN and Disney Plus and all of this and packages. And what have we done? We've gone back to cable.
We've gone
back to cable, basically. That's what we've done.
We're going right back to the airplane. Yeah. Yep.
So, we might as well do this because we'll just come back to cars anyway. Just get this out of the way.
I think we may be going back to horses, actually, at some point here.
So. Yeah. Doesn't sound a bad idea to me.
No, not really.
I'm not begrudging of this. I just am not so quick. I don't know why we are so quick in society too. We haven't even perfected the car. And with all what you mentioned about the environment and everything, I'm not seeing any of this about these being electric flying cars.
I can't imagine how they would do that at this point.
So just more gasoline.
It's not anti-gravity.
We're more dependent on gasoline. We're putting more gasoline into the ozone and all this. There's a lot of stuff here that I wouldn't get too jacked up and excited about this.
Let's not. Let's take it for what it is. Yeah.
And more importantly than this, we still don't have flying hoverboards. I want the hoverboards more than I want these things.
Do that first. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way
first. The small ones first. Let's do that, you know?
It makes sense. It just makes sense. No, I don't know. I am not at all trying to bring up a dark moment or anything like that, but if we don't learn from things that happened with that Titanic submerge, that ship that went down there, if we don't learn from those things, what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly.
People dropped tons and tons of money on that thing to go down there. And you would have thought when you first looked at that, you know, sardine can, you're like, I'll eat the money. Like, I'm not saying that this is that, but it definitely has got to make you think. I would hope that it would make you give a second cautionary tale. Yeah.
About, I think that's a great example, considering it just happened just this last couple weeks, that when you go off without having everything set and ready, this is what happens. A great example of that. And we're talking some really potentially dangerous stuff here. So yeah, let's hang back a little bit.
How dang lucky these millionaires are of putting these ships in space and they didn't blow up. NASA has had explosions. I mean, let alone average, you know, everyday citizens doing this stuff and everything. And not that they don't have brains behind it, and obviously they do and stuff. But are they working for NASA? There might be a reason they're not. I mean, you know.
That's why I have the fear that it's going to catch up. And, yeah, we'll be seeing that again. Uh-huh. That's not something I want to see.
I don't know. I'm all right with waiting on this one a little bit.
This is our Luddite segment here.
Yeah.
Machines! Where are the machines?
For those of you flying over the weekend, you may want to keep this in mind. Chocolate. Yeah. A new
chocolate
study
should always be in your mind, right?
Yeah, it should be. A new study found the secret to beating jet lag might be chocolate.
Nice.
Qantas is adding a new 20-hour-long haul flight from Sydney to New York in 2025. So they partner with the University of Sydney to figure out how people can avoid jet lag. 23 volunteers were monitored during the simulated flights, so researchers could see if things like lighting scenarios and different menu options helped. They found that when people ate chocolate during the flight, they tend to sleep better on the plane, had fewer issues with jet lag after the flight, and also performed better on cognitive tests.
Another reason.
Yep.
Chocolate is awesome.
What doesn't chocolate do?
I'm telling you. What doesn't it do?
Mind you, it's just one study, so it take it with a grain of salt, but still, the power of chocolate.
That's a good story of the day.
I like that.
Chocolate's good stuff.
So they think it might be because comfort foods like chocolate can make your body produce more triathlon.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
I can't remember.
That's fine.
The same stuff that's in turkey, basically. Yeah,
tryptophan. That's tryptophan.
See, growing up, they always called it the itis in my neighborhood.
The itis?
Yeah. They always called it, you got the itis. Tryptophan takes me a little while to get my
I understand. Right. Yeah.
The itis. That's what it was always called. Itis.
We should call it that. I think it's better.
Uncle Ed's asleep. He got the itis. Yeah, that's what happened.
It's great.
We will take a break right here. We're going to come back with some more fun. That ain't right story. Good stories of the day all lined up for you on The Morning Show with Seth and James at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Such a smooth song. Another 80s saxophone right there for you.
Oh, man.
Seth and James here with you, getting into some stuff to wrap up the show. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. I do want to remind you that Midday Magazine is back all week long. Mm-hmm. Join us from 3 to 4. We've got a couple of great guests joining us today in part 1 at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk with our friends at the Arts Council. We have Sally Kistner with us, Eric Britnocker from The Pack, and we're going to talk about the kids from Wisconsin. We got Lou Zhang joining us. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, interesting. Yep.
And then at 3:30, Jasmine Carbajal, 4-H Associate Educator, going to join us, talk a little 4-H and some of the cool things they got going on. Join us all week, Tuesday through Friday, for Midday Magazine. And thank you to all of our guests and all of you out there listening. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to spread the word about the shows. You can find our podcasts anytime you like at civicmedia.us and download the app.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Download that app. Cool. It's been refreshed. It's looking good, sounding good. It's very cool. Check it out.
We like interacting with you so much, and it's an easy way to do that, too. You just push a little button, and boom, call right up to us.
Right up to us.
It's pretty cool.
Don't even have to have it on your speed dial. We've got it done for you.
Wherever you get your apps, go there, type in your search bar, Civic Media, pop right up, and download the app.
Very nice.
Feature That Ain't Right story. Police at Pennsylvania University are warning students and nearby residents to beware of an aggressive cow. I don't know why you're laughing, Seth. This is not a laughing matter. Aggressive cow that has made repeated visits to the campus. It's very hard to be serious about this when you're laughing the whole time. I'm trying to report on a story.
It's case in the joint.
It's It's just the guy out there. It's the feeder out there. He's just checking us out for the other cops.
That's right. Yeah.
Kutztown Police Department initially issued an alert Sunday night warning students and faculty members to avoid the North Campus because of the presence of an aggressive cow.
Okay.
Interrupting cow?
That's where my mind went, isn't it? Interrupting
right away,
cow?
Yeah. Right away. The animal was it's hilarious. The animal was caught on camera by Aaron Merkel, who posted footage of the cow to Facebook. The bovine's owner was contacted, but the cow left the scene before it could be captured. Get away, cow. Cow on the run. Cow on the run.
Cow on the run. Oh, man.
University spokesman Matt Santos said the cow made a second visit to campus on Tuesday night. He said police caught up with this animal near Lytle Hall, but it fled into the nearby woods before it could be wrangled.
Oh, my gosh. It knows what it's doing.
Next thing you know, this cow is going to be tagging stuff. It's going to be doing some spray painting. It's rough. There just ain't nothing funny about when a cow goes bad.
Cow.
Just nothing bad. Nothing funny about it, man.
Bad cow disease.
Yeah, that's how you get spoiled milk. That's how you get it.
From bad cows.
Such a funny story.
I have been chased before by a bull.
Okay.
Because bulls are famous, can famously be, you know, ornery.
Oh, yeah.
But not a cow. That seems a little, like just an angry cow, man. I'm telling you.
Can't say that one has happened before. We have some local good stories of the day to touch on. One of them, I genuinely think, even though I feel for anybody that had a ticket for yesterday's game at the Rafters game, good on the organization, good on the Northwoods League, rescheduling that game yesterday. I think that's a good story.
Protecting
right there.
The players.
For those that didn't hear, based on public health advisory in Wisconsin Rapids, yesterday's game with the Rafters is rescheduled for today against the Lakeshore Chinooks. This is going to be today a 7-inning doubleheader against the Chinooks. The first game will start at 5:05. Our pregame will start at 4:50.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have purchased tickets for yesterday's game going to have those tickets honored for both games.
Very cool.
So you're getting an Ernie Banks special there.
That's
you're
right.
Getting two for one. And Military Appreciation Night is going to go on throughout the whole night. They're going to do the auction, I believe, around 3 or so. Around 6 or so, okay. I believe.
I had forgotten that was scheduled for last night, the auction for the jerseys. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Listen to Melissa's news breaks, and you'll hear the exacts on that. And a shout-out to Melissa with the nice reporting on it. This is you can get your tickets at raftersbaseball.com or northwoodsleague.com.
Mm-hmm.
Support your Rafters all season long. Let's play, too, baby. Got that doubleheader tonight.
That's right. Very exciting.
And it's Thursday. That means a couple of things. A couple of our local favorite events are in the area.
Yeah, that's right. It is summer, so that means the Downtown Farmers Market is happening once again in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us this season for fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids. Today is June 29th. That means KC Twist Balloon Creations will be there till 1 o'clock today.
That's
awesome. And if you're an adult that says you don't like balloon animals, no, you don't.
Yeah, you're lying.
Don't give us that. Everyone likes balloon animals. We all love balloon animals. So go check it out. They're open until till 2 o'clock today at First Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Goggin Street. Of course, we do want to recommend, because of the air quality and everything, try to limit your time outside, especially if you have any pre-existing conditions. Of course, you guys know who you are.
Yeah.
But we just like to remind everyone, unfortunately, it's a bummer, but we do want everyone to be safe. So
yeah. Lunch by the River going on today from 11:30 to 1 at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. It goes on through July and August as well. This family-friendly event is free to attend. Get on down there and get some great food from Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Chatterbox, or La Taqueria. Enjoy some great music from the LHS, the Lincoln High School Mariachi Band.
Woohoo!
That's
love
awesome. It. Yeah. A big shout out to exclusive entertainment sponsor Enbridge, and of course event sponsor Greenway R&V Sales and Services. We had Katie Wright in from the chamber this week, and
that's
Katie
right.
was telling us that Greenway is going to have an RV down there, have
ooh,
a camper down
cool.
there for you to check out.
Nice.
Yeah, go ahead and head on down there. When you see any of our chamber members, thank them. Tell them great work.
They do such a good job with that. This is a great event. Love it.
Terry John's going to be in with us tomorrow. We're going to give you an update on the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Mm-hmm. One thing I do want to remind you about, that Stuff the Desk is still going on. You can register for school supplies for your little ones. Be sure to do so. Do it before August 3rd. You can register by going to their website, uwswac.org. Just click on the Stuff the Desk banner. And, of course, Monday through Friday between 8 and 5, you can call our good friends at 211. Go ahead and do that. Register. Get your kids all booked up and ready to go, so you ain't got to worry about that.
All right.
Looking at some world good stories, a ton of short-legged dogs descended on a beach in Oregon the other day for an annual event called the Corgi Beach Takeover. The Oregon Humane Society hosts it to raise money for shelters. Hundreds of corgis were there for it this year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a fun event.
Oh, that sounds so much fun, man.
They do a really good job with that event every year.
Yes.
And a dentist has been racking up the hits with four things that can destroy your teeth.
Ooh.
So I thought this would be a pretty good one to go ahead and play here for our audience. Go ahead and play this real quick.
Things your dentist may tell you that may surprise you at your visit. Cough drops destroy your teeth. Because they're full of sugar, and most people who use them suck on them for hours, we see tons of cavities because of them. I would use a xylitol mint like this instead. Number two, whitening toothpaste do not whiten your teeth. They just contain more abrasives, and they don't actually whiten the internal tooth structure of teeth where most staining or yellowing comes from. Number three, sharing utensils or kissing your children on the lips could transfer cavity-causing bacteria to them. Children are not born with cavity-causing bacteria, and it's usually transferred to them by a parent. Best thing to do is get your cavities filled before you have kids so you can lower your risk of transferring it to them. Number four, MDMA, also known as ecstasy or Molly, causes tons of dental issues. MDMA causes severe clenching, which ultimately leads your teeth to end up looking like this with wear.
Yikes.
So a number of things there.
Wow. I didn't know most of those things. That's really interesting. Wow.
It's pretty. It's definitely
good stuff, though. Yeah,
definitely stuff to keep in mind.
Yeah.
And 7 years ago, a paramedic in West Virginia named Christy Hadfield saved a former Marine's life when he had a heart attack. He's now 72, doing good, but she wasn't done. She recently saved his daughter's life, too.
Whoa.
Her name is Molly Jones, and they connected on Facebook after the dad's heart attack. Last year, Molly posted about needing a new kidney, and Christy immediately stepped up to donate.
How about that?
The surgery was in December, 2 days after Christmas. They are both doing great right now.
Oh, that's cool. That's so cool.
That story hits you.
Wonderful story. My goodness.
And Illinois Governor J.P. Pritzker went viral this month after referencing The Office multiple times in his commencement speech at Northwestern.
Oh, okay.
What was very funny, even funnier about this, he didn't know that Steve Carell was in the crowd to see his daughters graduate. But now a different clip from the speech is making rounds where he talked about how to spot a fool. And he said, cruel people haven't gotten past our first instinct to be scared of things that are different. And in life, he's found that, quote, kindest people in the room is often the smartest. Nice. Kindness and that go hand in hand oftentimes.
You got it, man.
It was hilarious seeing Steve Carell laughing at this, though. And afterwards, the embarrassment on the governor's face of not realizing Steve Carell was in the crowd.
That's so too perfect.
That's just too funny. Too funny. It also gives us an opportunity to say congratulations to all the graduates out there. Certainly, we were able to do that with a lot of the high school graduates last month. Of course, a lot of the college graduates graduating in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Big tip of the hat to all of you. Take on the world. The future is yours.
Be proud.
Enjoy. Yeah. Have fun. And of course, take in all of these great events. You get to any of them, let us know how they were.
Yeah.
Feel free to call up on the shows that we have. Join Seth and Over the Back Fence or something. And be sure to join us for Trail Tunes on WIRI tonight.
Yep. 7-8. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it, everybody. We'll be back with more fun right here on WFHR.